So I am here in Addlesden for KickX Arena, which will soon be opening to the public. And I am joined here by a member of the England Deaf Team, Jamie Clark. Thank you very much for taking the time for an interview, Jamie. Let's start off with the first question. What makes KickX different to any other sports facility? And what in particular do you like about it?
Hello. So when I first came here, it's very different to what we was doing in football. It's smooth-sided games, it's more fun, and I've always seen it on Instagram and Facebook, but I've never actually played in it. So to be here, it's amazing. I've played a few games with Katie, and I found it so much fun. It's very good. Everyone should try it out.
Brilliant. So how can KickX help aspiring footballers?
So when I started playing this morning, you have to be very good with your feet and you have to be clever as well. You need to know what you're going to do next, whether to kick the ball against the wall or over the net. I know it's all a thinking game, but it's brilliant here.
As a role model for the deaf community, how will KickX's accessibility break barriers?
So I think this would be good for deaf people because deaf people are a very close community. So I think this is a great place for them to turn up and just have fun, but also help them develop as a better footballer with technology, communication and stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely a great place for deaf people to come here to and enjoy it, yeah.
As a player for the England Deaf Team, how did you get into the team and what challenges did you face?
So I've always been in a mainstream football growing up and all that. And then when I was 17, England Deaf Football found me. So they sent me a letter. I couldn't believe it because I've always thought I was like one of the deaf people in the world. But then I didn't realise there was deaf football out there. So I was honoured. I couldn't believe it. And then that's how I got into deaf football. I've had challenges growing up because I was always playing against hearing teams, and there was other team players take the mic out of me, calling my names, trying to pull me down. But I was just push it off. My job was to score goals. That was the best way to hurt him. And now I play for England, so it's the most proudest moment of my career. Yeah,
that's brilliant. Yeah. And final question, Jamie. How important is representation in sport among people with disabilities?
Oh, it's very, very important because when I was growing up, I was only had a hearing community, so I didn't really have a role model, apart from my dad, of course, and my granddad. But now I'm like the role model of the deaf community. I've got lots of kids looking up to me. The parents message me saying how good it is to see someone like me, setting an example to the kids, and so the kids can believe they can do whatever they want when they're older. So yes, very important. I try my best to, and I hope the children be a good role model, good at discipline, and I try my best to so they can believe in themselves. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That was brilliant. Thank you.